Next question.
How old were you when you first met Baba, Eric?
I was 9 years.
9 years?
Yeah.
What was your impression the first time you saw him?
Well, the picture I have before my mind's eye at 9 years old is this. See Baba seated with a napkin, a towel on his head.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and black coat there. At that time, he didn't have this long pajama or a coat on him, but this long sadra there. And those were the years when he never wore long, unless he went out. This is on a house visit. He would wear shorts, but the long sadra would be there as far as his ankles. And the first impression that I had, as you call me, is because the circumstance under which I had to face him at that time was a different. It was not that my parents took me with my finger in their grip or anything like that, but I was left alone and on the roadside. And as people asked me, how did you happen to see him and meet him for the first time, I fell for him. Fell for him. I would say that. And it was literally. What had happened was that we were going from our mother's place, which is my mother's house is here, home is here, Ahmednagar. She had her education and all this in Ahmednagar. So naturally, parental home was there, my mother's, and she had brought us here for a vacation. Us means my sisters. My younger brother was not born at the time. So we three were there, and my mother was brought us here because she had heard that some person has come who is radiant and reminds us and gives us the experience of Zoroaster having come again. So that's how my mother was very anxious and eager. So that's why the children were brought here for that purpose. My mother wouldn't want the children to miss, so we were all, at the time there were no buses there, there were no transport systems there, nothing was here at the time. And Baba was at Mehrabad, and so we had buggies, horse carriages, you know, those four-wheelers with two horses there like that. Yeah. That was a prestigious thing to own at the time, before the car was very important. No manufacturing car firms were here to manufacture cars. Cars were to be imported at the time. And only governors and the collectors of the districts would have the car, who were the Britishers at the time.
Yeah.
And the Indian citizens, howsoever great they may be or rich they may be, they had that prestigious transport, buggies. So we had two buggies because our family is not a family, but it's a tribe, you may call it, as Elizabeth would call it all the time. So two buggies were harnessed and we were to go to Arangam at the time from ST, you know, bus station, ST bus. There is that place home. It's called Akbar Press property. That's my mother's home. So we were to go, and I was a healthy child, born healthy child. I occupied a lot of room, you see, fatty. Yeah. So my mother thought that if he were to be seated inside, he would deprive seats for others, because we were a big family. My mother's sister's children had come, my mother's brother's children had come, and all of them were to go there, you see. We had to be accommodated. So my mother told me, you go and sit at the back. You know, where a coachman stands there, you see, with an umbrella to cover the passengers there. So there's a sort of a pedestal like there at the back, steel thing, you see. So go and sit there. And I enjoyed that trip. And I was facing in the opposite direction of the motion. Carriages were going this way and I faced this way. And with my legs dangling, I liked it and I liked that ride and all that. All of a sudden, after some time, after half an hour or so, or three quarters of an hour, there was a panicky voice, which is my mother's voice, I hear. Because my mother was there, seated right at the back of me. She says, Eric, jump, jump, Eric, jump. So all I did was to jump. And when I jumped, naturally it was opposite direction of the momentum that is there. So my body was dragged, you see. Yeah. And I fell flat on my back and hurt my elbow very badly. It started bleeding. And I couldn't get up. When I got up, I found that the carriages had left me. There was nothing, no sign of carriage. And from a distance I see that there are two carriages stopped there at a distance, which was at the Dhuni place now. So I got up and went and caught hold of my arm and went with blood dripping and all that. And when I went there, to my amazement, I see my parents are there, my sisters are there, my aunts and uncles are there, all there. And there is a man seated over there, squatted like that on earth, with hair flowing and all that, and slates on either side and all that. And he's busy writing something, and they're reading and doing, and I'm there. And after a while, he turned his head towards me and says, "What happened?" He signaled like that. I could follow that, what happened. I cried out, I fell down and broke my arm. And so Baba said, come here. So I went there close to him and he took care of me. He made me sit on his lap and he caressed me and hugged me and all. And then he did all this and then he put his hand inside the dhuni and got the ash there and dabbed it there and took his handkerchief out and bandaged it and all that. And the first impression I get is, who is this kind person? My family, my parents, you see, who seem to love me very much. But they never cared for me, they never loved me. What is the matter with these people, you see? And who is the stranger who is taking so much care and who expresses such concern and so kind and all that? That's the first impression. And then after a while, of course, heavy load was too heavy for his lap, so he made me sit by his side there. And then whatever continued, I don't know, but I was all the time thinking, who is the stranger who is so loving and kind and generous like that? Huh? That's the first impression.
Why had your mother told you to jump? Oh,
that's another thing. When I returned, of course, I was very annoyed with this sort of thing, you see. First of all, she asked me to jump and I fell down and broke my arm and this and that, and then at the same time had showed no concern for me. So when we returned to the home, naturally first thing I asked, you see, I said, what made you tell me to jump like that? And her answer, still this day I can't figure out. So what happened is, you know, what happened was that somebody pointed out to me that there is Meher Baba seated there. And I forgot everything about it, but I thought that what would he say, that we had overloaded the horse, the animals. And I said, I was the only one there to overload the horse.
Overload the horse. No wonder you left home.
No wonder what?
No wonder you left home.
I wouldn't have left home, brother, had he not called me. I was so stupid. Pardon?